broadcast. I'm Wanda Bell. Our address is Post Office Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Again, our address is Post Office Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307.
Family, you have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at 4501 Jackson Street Extension, Suite C, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1 as we go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. You to stand to your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. And when you get that place, if you can, flip to Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Matthew 27 and 46. Mark chapter 15 and verse 34. Reader.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, excuse me. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, la sama bathani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mark chapter 15, verse 34.
Mark chapter 15, verse 34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Amen. You may be seated. In this word before us today, Matthew and Mark both record the words of Christ in that foreseeing on the cross. And theologians and scholars have dealt with this cry, with this utterance, trying to make sure we get the understanding of Jesus, not so much as the Son, but as the servant crying out to his Father. Amen. He cried out in the beginning, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He cried out at the end, Father, into thy hands do I commend my spirit. And the Bible says, and he gave up the ghost. But in the middle of his utterances, he does not say, Father, but he says, my God. Now, Mark and Matthew has subtle nuances between the two of them, but collectively, they give us a fuller picture. One of the things that you will note is they begin to talk about the ninth hour, and in the Eastern culture and in the Hebrewic time, the ninth hour was the 3 o'clock hour, for the day began at 6 a.m. and from 6 to 9 a.m. it was the third hour at 9 a.m. At 12 noon it was the sixth hour, and then at 3 o'clock it was the ninth hour, and then when it would go back to the 6 o'clock hour again, it would be the 12th hour. For remember, Jesus says, are there not 12 hours in a day? And so according to this calculation and this timing, it's 3 o'clock in the evening and darkness has fallen upon the earth. The sun has turned its back and refused to shine. The Father has never ever been separated from the Son, but he's not being separated from the Son, for in this word, the Son is not speaking as much as the servant. And the servant is saying, notice again his cry, not Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, but, which is interpreted, my God, my God. He did not say, my Father, my Father. If he were the Son in this mode, because he's both Son and servant, if he were speaking out of the Son's reference, he would have said, my Father. But he says, my God, which is to differentiate the fact that he's speaking as the suffering servant who is the sacrificial lamb for man's sins. And so notice this, because I want you to see this. In these subtle nuances between Matthew and Mark, Matthew says, Eli, Eli. And then he uses the word again, lama. And then he says, sabachthani. Now, one of the things that's important about that is to understand that though the original language was Aramaic, it is filtered through the Hebrew interpretation. So because it is filtered through the Hebrew interpretation, he most references what the Hebrews have interpreted this saying from the Aramaic to mean. Now, when Mark speaks, he does not say Eli, he says Eloi, Eloi. Now, here in the King James Version, it says lama sabachthani, which again appears to be a part of the Hebrew saying and or interpretation as well. But if you were to go back and look at it in the original, you have various interpretations. But in these interpretations, again from the original, here's what it says. When Matthew says, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And Mark references from the more original Aramaic terms, Eloi, Eloi. And instead of lama, L-A-M-A, it's L-E-M-A, which means for what has thou not forsaken me, but abandoned me. So let's put it together. Mark and Matthew and see the clearer picture. When you listen at what they have said collectively, it sounds something like this. Being interpreted, my God, why and for what has thou forsaken and abandoned me? Lord, I wish I had some listeners. Now let's look at that, because there are basically two reasons in the myriad of multiple reasons, but here are the two basic reasons. When Matthew asks why and Mark asks what, it's to help us understand the purpose and the mission of Jesus being fulfilled as the sacrificial lamb on the cross. And when Matthew looks at Jesus from the Hebrewic or the Hebraic interpretation, he's looking at it asking the question as the servant is saying, I've done, in essence, everything you've asked me to do. And when I need you the most, God, you've turned your back on me. Here is what the servant wants to know. Why? Why? I could see if you turned your back on me if I disobeyed you, if I didn't fulfill the commission that you had given me in the mission to hang on the cross, to pay the cost and the penalty for man's sin. But why are you forsaking me? And of course, the simple answer is for the reason of sin. Because every damnable and contemptible sin that was ever committed or ever will be committed in this world was placed on the cross of Christ. When he was nailed to that cross, he then had every sin nailed with him. And what an awesome burden, what an awesome responsibility for one who is holy and blameless to have sin placed on him and not in him. And see, we need to be clear, my brothers and sisters, you can be around sin, But if you maintain who you are and whose you are, you don't have to be in sin. And for the purpose of paying for every sin, so that the devil could not blame one child of God who accepts Jesus Christ as his or her Savior, Jesus paid it all. Which means it doesn't give us an excuse for not going to him and confessing our sins. It doesn't give us an excuse to say, Lord, you don't understand what I'm going through or the fix that I'm in. He was tempted in all points like as we, but without sin. So listen at this. Sin is the first reason. The sin was so great that God saw the sin and turned his back on sin, not the son. But the servant was bearing the sin. And because God is too holy of a God to allow sin to exist in his presence, he showed the fact that sin would have no part nor place with him. And when the servant felt the turning of God's back against sin, he took it personally. And so he felt that God had forsaken him. Mark says, for what have you abandon me? Now, when Mark talks about it, Mark is talking about there's got to be more than the reason of sin for you turning your back on me who has never known sin. Are y'all with me this morning? And so, for what reason are you turning your back on me when I've never sinned, though sin is upon me that I am paying for on this cross? Mark wants to know for what? And the reason is clear: for the purpose of redemption. You see, you've got to realize that sin is man's part. But the servant had to stay up there until man's.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond!
With two.